Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
By the proclamation of Boston Mayor Thomas Menino, today is August Wilson Day in Boston. Wilson, the Pittsburgh-born playwright who died in 2005, is best known for his 10-play Century Cycle, which portrays the experiences of black Americans through each decade of the 20th century. In 1986, Wilson began a long association with Boston's Huntington Theater Company, and tonight the Huntington opens a new production of Wilson's play, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
It don't matter what you're talking about, I ain't no imitation white man, and I don't want to be no white man. As soon as I make them records like Mrs. Sturdy Man told me I can make, I'm going to be like Ma, tell the white man just what he can do.
The white man? Don't care nothing about Ma. Colored folks make Ma a star. White folks don't care nothing about who she is, what kind of music she makes.
That's the truth about that. You let her go down there to one of them white hotels and see how big she is.
Yeah, she ain't got to do that. She can't even get a cab up here in the north.
Ma Rainey's Black Bottom completes the Huntington Theater Company's production of Wilson's entire Century Cycle. And this year, the Huntington marks another milestone, the 30th season for its managing director, Michael Masso. To talk about those years and about August Wilson, we sat down recently in Masso's office, which was festooned with photographs and posters from his 160-plus productions. We asked him what the Boston theater scene was like when he started at the Huntington.
Well, it was much smaller. I mean, in 1982, the Huntington was being founded. There was ART. The Lyric Stage preceded either of our companies. But the big thing in Boston was still Broadway shows trying out here before they went on to New York. That was the focus of the theater press. You know, the Huntington and ART would get attention, but there was almost no attention to the burgeoning small theaters that were around and that really didn't have a lot of opportunity to grow and to get attention in 1982.
From your perspective, what's changed most in the theater scene in Boston in the years since you started?
The big change in theater in Boston is the proliferation of so many more choices. There are dozens of small companies producing at a high level. And I have to say, I think the Huntington deserves some credit for that growth because we built these theaters in 2004. We built the Calderwood Pavilion at the BCA, and it gave them facilities which allowed them to realize their artistic capacities and, well, frankly, to grow their audience as well.
Do you consider that your most significant contribution?
Building the new theaters in the South End was a very satisfying experience. There hadn't been a new theater built in Boston in 75 years. And it was a great success. So there are times during the year where there are four performances going on at once in that facility. It's an exciting space.
When it comes to theater, some people still think that Boston lives in the shadow of New York and Broadway. Has that evolved?
The whole point of our movement and the whole point of the Huntington is to give life to work that may or may not ever have commercial life. That's why we are able to have work which is much more varied and at times take many more chances than the commercial theater can ever take. We've sent 15 plays to New York. We create Broadway plays. On the other hand, there are things that you only get to see because we have a structure that supports work that isn't driven by only the commercial imperative. And those things live in theaters like the Huntington.
Let me ask about Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Ma Rainey marks the conclusion of the Huntington's 10-play cycle of August Wilson's work, the Century Cycle. It must be auspicious. How does it feel?
First of all, it feels satisfying. The fact that it's that first play and that you can see that it's a young man's play is sort of exciting to me. The notion of concluding with that first piece seems very fitting.
What was it like to work with him?
Well, it was a joy. Sitting around with August Wilson was like so many of those scenes in these plays where you see these three or four, and mostly men, sitting around and trading stories and ragging on each other and making each other laugh in this almost ritualistic banter. And that came through every conversation you had with August Wilson. He was filled with energy and filled with life. He was warm and funny and engaging. It was a privilege to have him here for, you know, weeks at a time to do this work.
He told the Paris Review at one point that his plays are meant to offer white Americans a new way of viewing black Americans, and separately that he wanted to raise consciousness through theater. Has staging his plays in Boston, with its admittedly at times checkered racial history and tension, helped to do those things in Boston, do you think?
I certainly hope so. I can tell you that Joe Turner in 1986 was the first time the Huntington had ever done a play with a significant number of black actors. One of the things that we realized is that we had to make sure that our staff understood that they had to make a specific effort to welcome black artists into a company where they were going to be the only black people in the building. It's now 25 years later, and first of all, the black artists aren't the only people of color in the building. And I've got two overlapping shows, which are primarily African American.
I'm sure you've given some thought to the fact that you've now been here for quite a long time. What's next going forward for you?
I was surprised to find myself at 60. I was surprised to find myself at 30 years here at the Huntington. But I haven't thought much about what that means. I see the trend lines are about the Huntington taking on a much more public role, serving many more people, expanding its programs to include new plays as a major part of what we do, where it wasn't in the earliest days, expanding our services to companies that use the Calderwood Pavilion, expanding our work with local writers. I see just this pattern of growth that seems appropriate for the major nonprofit theater in a city like Boston.
Michael, thank you very much. Good to meet you.
Same.
And good luck.
Thank you very much.
Michael Masso, Managing Director of the Huntington Theater Company. The Huntington's production of Ma Rainey's Black Bottom runs through April 8th at the Boston University Theater.